Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Congressman Jared Huffman has introduced a bill aimed at assisting Trinity County in a land swap with the federal government. More than 75% of land in Trinity County is held by the federal government, leaving the county little space for expanded economic development on county lands. The proposal from Congressman Huffman would see a swap of land adjacent to the Weaverville Airport, 100 acres, for county land with easier access to the Trinity River. Huffman said in a statement, and I quote, "Acquiring 100 acres near the airport will provide valuable and much-needed opportunities for the development of new businesses and economic development for Trinity County," unquote. Huffman serves on the House Committee on Natural Resources and the Public Lands Subcommittee. Dr. Gary Eagle, superintendent of Humboldt County Schools, was recently presented with the California County Superintendent Service Association Champions Award for his work in promoting high-quality education for all children in the California public school system. Contra Costa Superintendent Joseph Ovick said in a statement that the choice of Eagles for the honor was an easy and unanimous choice, and it's the second time the association has recognized Eagles' work. Eagles has 37 years working in education and was first elected to superintendent in 2002. He's been tabbed by both Governor Schwarzenegger and Governor Brown to serve in state-level committees dealing with education. County Supervisor Rex Bone was honored by the Crater Lake Council of the Boy Scouts of America and its 2013 Distinguished Citizen of the Year. The council honored Bone at a dinner on Thursday night and highlighted Bone's work with numerous community organizations, primarily for his work on projects that help enrich the lives of local children, including the Special Olympics, the Cutton Ridgewood School Foundation, and the Redwood Fields in Cutton. Bone said the award is a community award, not an individual award.
When it comes to kids, it doesn't matter if you're an independent, a Republican, a Democrat, a Tea Partier, it doesn't matter. Everybody will come together and make it happen. And to get recognized, I can't understate the importance that it's a community award, because I don't do a whole bunch by myself. I do a whole bunch with a lot of people, and we get a lot more done that way.
Bone is just the latest in a long line of local men and women recognized by the council, in the past honoring people like Harvey Harper, Dan Houser, and Peanuts creator Charles Schulz. The California Highway Patrol responded to a single vehicle collision early Thursday morning involving a tractor trailer on Highway 101 near Dyerville. The driver, 62-year-old Santa Rosa resident Mark Churchill, allowed his vehicle to drift off the roadway where it overturned and caught fire. Churchill suffered fatal injuries in the crash. After the truck rolled over, it spilled diesel fuel and caught fire. CAL FIRE responded to the scene along with personnel from the National Response Center to contain the fuel spill. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai. And Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sheriff Mike Downey announced today the appointment of William Hansel to the position of undersheriff, which was vacated by the retirement of Michael Thomas earlier this month. Hansel has worked in law enforcement for the past 18 years, serving in various positions such as a lieutenant for the Humboldt State University Police Department and an officer with the Eureka Police Department. As undersheriff, he will be the second in command for the sheriff's office. There will be a swearing-in ceremony for undersheriff Hansel on November 4th in the county jail's briefing room. The Humboldt Waste Management Authority will host the 4th Annual Medication Roundup on Saturday beginning at 9 a.m. at their headquarters on West Hawthorne Street in Eureka. Residents can safely dispose of their unused and expired prescription drugs at the event. Pet medicines, vitamins, and over-the-counter drugs are also accepted. Medications must be in their original containers with the patient's name crossed off. For more information, contact the Humboldt Waste Management Authority. And Donate Life California and the California Highway Patrol announced on Thursday a special license plate that promotes organ and tissue donation. The license plate features a pink donor dot along with the message, "Save lives, be an organ and tissue donor." As soon as 7,500 paid reservations for the plates are registered, production can begin. The proceeds will support Donate Life California's outreach and education programs regarding organ and tissue donation. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.